Good morning, everyone. I want to start by thanking Pastor Harris for holding the mic and his family, along with the congregation, for supporting my family and all the years we have been attending Grace Bible Church. Thank you. My name is Ira Solomon, and I am a sinner. I'm married to a wonderful Christian woman, Michelle, and God has blessed me with two beautiful children, Luke and Chloe, and a new wonderful daughter-in-law, Chelsea. I grew up in the Jewish home with a great dad, mom, two brothers, and a sister, and let's not forget about Skippy the dog. By the world's standards, it was a great life. But all along, I didn't realize I was missing something big in my life. Growing up in a Jewish family, we would go to temple mostly on the high holidays, and my brothers and I were bar mitzvahed. Basically, we were a traditional Jewish family. I believed that I was a good Jew by doing the right things to have my sins forgiven, not realizing that I was a sinner and none of my Jewish traditions would save me from hell. I never learned how to communicate directly with God or actually realized that I even needed to. Years went by, and I really thought I was doing everything right because of my Jewish upbringing. I am so sorry I didn't know what I know now, which is that I am a sinner that needs to be saved, and the only one that could do that is Jesus Christ. As I got older, my life became more involved. Michelle and I got married, and a year later, Michelle recommitted her life to Christ, which was somewhat foreign to me, no matter how much her and a family tried to share it with me. After some caressing, I decided to give my heart to Jesus and was baptized, but yet not wholeheartedly surrendering to God. Honestly, I didn't totally comprehend what it meant to fully commit to Jesus. On the outside, life was great. I was happily married with two children. We had a nice house. And let's not forget about, this is another dog, Admiral the dog. But behind the scenes, my life, career, and marriage was struggling, especially because I had made some poor choices. But thank God he is always in our life and always by our side, using those struggles for our good. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. As years went by, our great Lord had a hand on our marriage, and it started getting better each day. There was many times that God came knocking on my door, trying to get my full attention, but I often ignored him to some degree and continued to live my good life by the world's standing. Thank God for his grace and mercy that saves us. When we draw close to our Savior, the devil would try everything in his power and put in our minds and say, "No, come with me. I'll show you the right way." Just like in the garden with Adam and Eve. Brothers and sisters, please be drawn away. Don't be drawn away. I'm sorry. Don't be drawn away. I did. And when you go away from Jesus, the devil will have a field day with you. The nearer we are to God, the more the devil will try to tempt us. That's why we need to suit up daily with God's armor. I was a police officer for 20 years in New York City, and I'm telling you, many times I had to make quick decisions. And I didn't necessarily realize at the time, but I know now that all along I had the best partner anyone could ask for, helping, guiding me, and that was the Lord. I served 20 years on the force, including being a 9/11 first responder. I remember planes flying overhead, smoke that you couldn't see a foot in front of you, buildings coming down all around me, people frantically screaming and running around, and then hearing on the police radio the last words of some of my fellow officers. I wonder sometimes why God chose to spare me when so many died that day, but I know He has a purpose for me. I know God loves me and is always in control. When I was responding to the scene of 9/11, I was the driver of a police van with nine other fellow officers following a fire truck to the scene. But yet, at the last moment, I made a left turn, not following the fire truck. Tragically, all of the eight guys in that truck, who I knew personally, were all buried in the first tower. That could have been me. I could have died that day. But God had a different plan for me, and because of Him, I am alive today. Recently, with the trauma of getting sick myself during COVID, and the life I had gotten accustomed to changing drastically, God had once again had to remind me to draw close to Him in order to push back the fear and anxiety that the devil would love to use against me to pull me away and cripple my faith. Praise God for the reassurance of salvation and encouragement by my Christian family and friends. I was nervous and somewhat reluctant to share my testimony in front of you all, but I figure it was about time, and I'm hoping it encourages someone listening today. Jesus is here for not just me, but everyone. It is our responsibility to seek Him with all our heart, soul, and mind, which I am still learning. I am so happy I'm putting my trust into Jesus' hands. He takes our hurt and pain and gives us peace with the assurance of heaven some sweet day. We need to learn to give God all our burdens. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God bless everyone and thank you.